圣经希伯来书四章十六节。
Let's all turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 16.
希伯来书四章十六节。
Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜恤、蒙恩惠、做随时的帮助。
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
这是我们很喜欢的经节之一。
This is one of our favorite Bible verses.
我们喜欢的东西、喜欢的经节，我们可以一再的来重复。
And the things and the verses we like, we can repeat.
我们喜欢因为这正是我们需要的一个经节。
We like it because it's a verse that we need.
多么美妙的事情，来到施恩的宝座前。
How wonderful it is that we can come boldly to the throne of grace.
不是来到审判的宝座前。
Not to the throne of judgment.
在旧约的时代，什么叫做来到施恩的宝座前？
In the Old Testament, what did it mean to come to the throne of grace?
他们要到有约柜的地方。
It meant going to the place where the Ark of the Covenant was.
那约柜在哪里？
Where was the Ark of the Covenant?
约柜在至圣所里头。
It was in the place of the Most Holy.
约柜被放在神的会幕里头。
And it was placed in the Holy Temple of God.
约柜被放在圣殿里头。
And it was placed in the Holy Temple of God.
今天约柜在哪里？
And today, where is that Ark of Covenant?
今天当时的圣殿在哪里？
And where is that temple of the past?
当时的圣殿已经被毁坏了。
The temple of the past has already been destroyed.
这个约柜也不知去向，也不知道到哪里去了。
And we already don't know where the ark is.
过去的人需要有施恩的宝座。
The people of the past needed that throne of grace.
今天我们同样需要施恩的宝座。
And we today too need that throne of grace.
到底哪里是施恩的宝座？
So where is that throne of grace?
约柜所在的地方代表着神的临在，神的同在。
The Ark of the Covenant represents God's abidance.
所以有神临在同在的地方就是施恩的宝座。
So wherever the Spirit of God is, that is where the throne of grace is.
虽然不知道约柜今天跑到哪里去了。
And that is where the ark is. And even though we don't know today where it physically is.
其实我们所要的并不是这一个物质上的约柜。
But what we need today is not the physical ark of the covenant.
今天我们所需要的是神的同在。
Rather, what we need today is God's abidance.
那到底哪里有神的同在？
So where is God's abidance?
我们请看马太福音。
Let's look at the book of Matthew.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章十九节
Verse 19.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两三个人在地上同心合意的求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
二十节，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
For where two ofOr three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
奉主耶稣的名聚集的地方就有这个宝座。
Wherever you gather in the name of the Lord Jesus, there is the throne of grace.
尤其是同心合意的祷告在那里，就有施恩的宝座。
Especially when we are in one accord, there is the throne of grace.
所以施恩的宝座在哪里？
So where is the throne of grace?
施恩的宝座可以就在这里。
It can be here.
因为我们是奉主耶稣的名聚集。
Because we have gathered here in the name of Jesus.
我们即将有一个同心合意的祷告。
And we have prayed in one accord.
施恩的宝座在哪里？
Where is the throne of grace?
施恩的宝座可以在我们的家里头。
It can be in our homes.
在家里头，我们奉主的主也是一样，奉主耶稣的名聚集，我们一起祷告，那里就有施恩的宝座。
In our homes, we also pray and have service in the name of the Lord Jesus. So there.
这就是为什么教会要成为一个祷告的教会。
And that's why our church needs to be a church of prayer.
这就是为什么我们的家庭也要看重在家里头有我们的这个对神的敬拜，有我们家庭的祷告。
And that's why our homes also need to emphasize on our family altar.
因为我们希望教会就是神施恩 就有神施恩的宝座。
Because we hope that our homes can also be a place of the throne of grace.
但是我们也希望神施恩的宝座也在我们的家里。
And we also hope that God will give grace into our homes.
那为什么这个施恩的宝座是这么的好这么的重要？
And why is this grace so important?
因为我们来到施恩的宝座我们要蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Because when we go to the throne of grace, we will receive blessings.
神的信实就是我们祈求的基础。
God's faithfulness is the basis of our prayers.
神的慈爱也是我们祈求的一个重要的基础。
And God's love is also a very important foundation of our prayers.
我们的神他是完全的慈爱。
And our God is perfectly loving.
所以我们可以向他来诉说，向他祈求。
So we can go and tell things to him and we can ask of him.
他应许我们要厚厚的来赏赐给我们。
He really truly wants to give to us.
那他也不会斥责我们。
And he will not rebuke us.
常常在祷告里头，不是他在拒绝我们，而是他要给我们更好的。
And oftentimes when we're praying, it's not that he is rejecting us, but rather he is going to give us something even better.
在我们的祷告在我们祈求的过程里头，不是他在拒绝我们。
And when we are going through that journey of prayer, it's not that he is rejecting us.
他要训练我们，让我们更成熟，更刚强。
He is training us to become more mature and stronger.
我们请参考马太福音第七章。
Let's look at the book of Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章十一节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 11.
十一节，主耶稣说，请你先念。
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts.
第七章，我们先看第七节第七节，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Verse 7, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you.
主耶稣这样的勉励跟应许很容易的让我们跟祷告联想在一起。
When Jesus encouraged us thus, it's very easy for us to connect this with prayer.
这就是主耶稣在我们的祷告里头所要向我们来彰显的他的慈爱。
Because he wanted to show us his love in our prayers.
再看十一节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your father in heaven, who is in heaven, give you good things to those who ask him?
因为神完全的慈爱所以呢，这里说他要把好的东西来给那些求他的人。
Because of God's perfect love, he wants to give good things to those who ask of him.
记得我们在祷告的时候，我们是用神儿女的身份来做这个祷告。
So remember, when you are asking of God in prayer, we are asking with the status of his children.
这一位荣耀伟大的真神，他是我们的天父。
This magnificent God is our heavenly Father.
这里他给我们的应许是，我们向天上的父求，他更会把好东西来给我们。
And his promise here is that if we ask of him, he will give us good things.
这个东西是复数，很多的好东西。
And so this is multiple things, and it's many good things.
其实今天有很多的好东西，有好多的人都拥有。
And actually today, a lot of people have a lot of good things.
他们或许也没有在敬拜真神，他们也不是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And many of them aren't even believers of God.
但是他们拥有大家所羡慕的所谓的好东西。
But they possess all the good things that people desire.
所以在这里主耶稣所应许我们的不但是人所可以得到的所谓好东西，更是人所没有办法得到的。
So what it's referring to here when it says that we will receive good things is not the things that other people have, but rather the things that they cannot even have.
人常常只是局限在可以看得见的、摸得着的这个物质界。
Oftentimes we are limited by this tangible world.
那我们在信仰的道路上面，我们知道还有一个肉眼所看不见、所摸不到的属灵的那一个 哪一个层面。
But we know that in our journey of faith, there is that invisible spiritual world that we can experience.
哦，这些属灵的好东西，属灵的福气啊，远远的胜过物质上的好东西。
And these spiritual blessings far surpass those that are material.
哦，如果没有圣灵的感动，圣灵的开启，人看不见，所以也不懂得去追求。
But without the revelation of the Holy Spirit, men cannot know or desire of it.
哦，那今天我们圣灵带领感动我们，我们明白了。
But today the Holy Spirit has moved us so that we know.
哦，这些属灵的好处、属灵的福气，远超过这些物质的好东西。
And these spiritual blessings, we already know of them and.We know that they already surpass the physical.
哦，我们来到施恩的宝座前，就是为了追求物质上的好处吗
？So when we come to the throne of grace, is it for the purpose of pursuing the material things?
啊，保罗说，如果我们是这样子的话，我们比一般的世人呢还要可怜。
Paul said that if you are like this, then you are even more pitiful than the average person.
哦，一个已经知道属灵的价值跟宝贵的人，他竟然还只看重物质的好处。
Because somebody who already knows the value of the spiritual and yet still, still emphasizes and looks only at the material.
那在主耶稣应许我们啊，就是要把这个属灵的好处来赐给求他的人。
Yet God has already promised to give the spiritual good blessings to those who seek Him.
啊，请我们再看到路加福音十一章。
Let's look at the book of Luke, chapter 11.
路加福音十一章，十三节。
Verse 13。
十三节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗
？If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him？
啊，这是跟马太福音来对照啊，这是啊记录同样的一个教训。
When you compare this with the book of Matthew, you can tell that these are describing the same incident.
唯一不同的就是最后面啊，这个路加福音说，天父更要将圣灵给那个求他的人。
The only difference is in the latter half of the verse where it says the heavenly Father here will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him.
在马太福音是说将好东西赐给求他的人。
In Matthew, it said that.The Heavenly Father would give good things to those who ask of Him.
那我们刚才提到，我们要将这个好东西提升到属灵的那一个层面。
And we just mentioned that we were going to elevate those good things to the spiritual level.
哦，这个圣灵就是属灵那一个层面的一个恩赐。
And the Holy Spirit is one such level of grace.
哦，神所给的，所以叫做恩赐。
Because it is something that God gives, therefore it is a grace.
哦，那这也在告诉我们。这宝贵的圣灵啊，它就代表了，包括了属灵的所有的好。
And this Holy Spirit represents all of the good spiritual things.
啊，所以天上的真神，他是完全的慈爱，他乐意的将各样属灵的恩典福气来赐给我们。
And so, because the Heavenly Father is perfectly kind and loving, He is willing to bestow the Holy Spirit unto us people.
啊。希伯来书四章十六节说，我们要来到施恩的宝座前。
And in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, it said that we will come boldly to the throne of grace.
啊，我们来得着怜悯啊，有神做我们随时的帮助。
To obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
啊，第一个我们要得着的怜悯就是不再害怕。
The first mercy we will obtain is to not fear.
啊，在生活当中存在着很多的害怕。
When we live oftentimes in fear.
啊，害怕一些事情的发生。
We fear things that will happen.
啊，害怕一些的人，害怕对人有害怕。
And we also fear people.
啊，甚至怕神。
We even fear God.
啊，今天我们来到施恩的宝座前。
And today we have come to the throne of grace.
啊，照着神他慈爱的应许。
And according to His kind promise,
啊，让我们有怜悯，不再害怕。
We can obtain mercy and no longer fear.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章啊，三十一节。
Verse 31.
三十一节既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
在生活当中，我们很不愿意有人抵挡我们。
We often don't want anybody to obstruct us in life.
但是这里说，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们？
But here it says, if God is for us, who can be against us?
这包括着撒旦的抵挡。
This includes the devil's obstruction.
32节。
Verse 32.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for all of us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
今天为什么我们继续的拥有施恩的宝座？
How can we continue to come to the throne of grace?
就是因为主耶稣基督的恩典。
It's because of the grace of Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣的名聚集，神在我们当中。
When we congregate in the name of Jesus,
我们奉主耶稣的名同心合意的祷告，宝座就在我们当中。
When we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, the throne of grace is among us.
这么大的恩典都给我们了，还有什么恩典神不会给我们？
He has already given us such a great gift. What grace would he not give us?
33节，谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
今天谁最想要控告我们？最会控告我们
？Who today is the one that wants to charge and accuse us most？
撒旦最想要控告我们。
Satan wants to accuse us most。
但是我们已经蒙神的拣选。
But we have already been called。
我们受了洗，神就称我们为义了。
Because when we are baptized, we are deemed righteous by God。
所以我们不用怕撒旦。
So we no longer need to fear Satan。
34节
34.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us.
控告的目的就是要让一个人被定罪。
The purpose of bringing an accusation is in order to define sin.To accuse of sin.
被 sentence,
To be sentenced by sin.
那既然撒旦没有办法控告我们。
And since, because of this, Satan cannot accuse us.
那谁能？当然我们也不会被定罪。
Then we will not be accused of sin.
而且还有主耶稣，他在为我们祈求。
And furthermore, Christ is there interceding for us.
虽然我们并不是，当我们信主的时候，我们并不是那么好，并不完全。
Even though we are not perfect and we are not good,
但是有主耶稣的代祷。
But with Jesus Christ's intercession,
我们在神的恩典里头，我们来努力。
We can strive hard and work hard in God's grace.
我们在行为上、灵性上一定会天天的进步。
And in our actions and in our daily lives, we will improve.
所以我们每一个人都正向着完全在前进。
And so each of us is facing forward, progressing.
所以这个是欢喜的，这个是没有害怕的。
This is something joyous that we should not fear.
因为不能够定罪，所以也就没有刑罚。
And because we cannot be accused, there will be no sentence.
因为刑罚也总是带给人害怕。
Because sentence, will give us fear.
35节。
Verse 35.
谁能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险？是刀剑吗？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?
没有爱啊，就好像没有了光。
Without love, it is as if there is no light.
在黑暗里头，真的是让人害怕的。
And when we are in darkness, we are afraid.
人最需要的爱啊，就是神的爱。
And the love that we need the most is God's love.
有神的同在，就有光明。
Where there is God's abidance, there is light.
有神的爱，有神的光明，就不再有害怕。
And where there is God's love and where there is light, there is no longer fear.
今天主耶稣爱我们，他拣选了我们。
Today, God has called and chosen us.
没有任何的人事物能够让我们跟神的爱来隔绝。
And there is nothing in the world that can separate us from the love of God.
所以希伯来书的作者说， 我们来到施恩的宝座前来得着怜悯。
That's why the author of Hebrews says we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace.
我们在什么时候特别需要得到怜悯？
When do we need special mercy?
当我们在过去有失败的时候。
When we have failed.
有一些事情我们已经做了。
We have already done it.
那是一个失败啊，那是一个错误。
It's a past mistake.
在这样的情况之下。我们需要得到怜悯连续
In those situations we need to find mercy.
我们看到主耶稣被抓被钉十字架的时候
When we see the Lord Jesus captured and nailed on the cross.
在这个过程里头圣经特别记载着彼得啊他三次来否认耶稣
It is recorded that the apostle Peter denied Jesus Christ three times.
其他的门徒啊也好不到哪里
And the other apostles were no better.
他们都害怕了他们四散了
They were all afraid and they scattered.
这是他们跟随耶稣的，跟到后来，结果是这样的失败。
This was the extent of their following Christ and they failed.
主耶稣教导他们，主耶稣爱他们，结果他们是这样的表现。
The Lord Jesus taught them and he loved them and yet this was how they responded.
是的，我们人真的是很软弱，很脆弱的。
And indeed, you can see how weak and frail men are.
当我们的环境、我们的遭遇啊，有很大的改变的时候，我们可能就是就陷入软弱里头。
When we encounter great change in our circumstances, we fall into our weakness.
软弱所带来的结果常常就是失败，就是错误。
And as a result of our being weak, we make mistakes and we fail.
所以主耶稣复活之后他特别要玛利亚他们去告诉门徒到加利利，主耶稣已经等在那里。
So after Jesus Christ resurrected, he instructed Mary to tell the disciples to go to Galilee.
因为这些门徒他们还私底下他们还聚在一起。
Because they were still meeting in secret.
为了主耶稣的缘故，他们聚在一起。
And for the sake of the Lord Jesus, they met together.
所以主耶稣要让他们知道，施恩的宝座仍然在你们中间。
So Jesus, the Lord Jesus wanted them to know that the throne of grace is among them.
在什么时候我们特别需要得到这个怜悯
？When do we need especially mercy?
当我们面对眼前的这个软弱。
When we face our weaknesses in front of us.
保罗曾经为了自己向神祷告祈求三次。
Paul once prayed before the Lord three times.
因为他说他身上有一根刺。
Because he said he had a thorn in his side.
他这个成为他当下的一个问题，一个软弱。
And this was a very real problem and weakness of his.
施恩的宝座就在他的祷告生活里头。
The throne of grace was in his life.
所以他向神祈求，神也回应了他的祷告。
So he prayed to God and God responded.
神让他再站起让他更得到力量。
God allowed him to have greater strength.
神让他更体会到神的恩典。
And experience even fuller God's grace.
神不一定要拿掉他身上的刺。
He didn't necessarily want to take away his thorn.
但是神的作为却更大的在保罗的身上。
But even more, God's works were manifested on Paul's life.
所以我们实在需要在我们的生活当中有着施恩的宝座。
So in our lives, we need to have the throne of grace.
我们在生活当中，我们要得着的这个生活当中的恩惠，属灵的恩惠。
So in our lives, we need to obtain mercy and spiritual help.
这两方面。一直是我们每一天的需要。
It's what we need every single day.
只要我们活着起来，我们就有每天我们日常所需要的这些人事物。
As long as we live, we can get up, and all our daily necessities will be there.
我们跟别人一样，要工作，要上学，要生活。
Just like other people, we need to go to work, we need to go to school.
每一天一早起来，我们一样在信仰的道路上面，我们再一次的出发。
And every day, just like we need to get up and go.
我们需要智慧，需要力量来面对每一天的生活。
We need strength and we need wisdom to face every single day.
我们需要 智慧需要能力来走我们每一天信仰的道路。
And we need wisdom and strength to walk on this journey of faith.
哦，我们每一天都需要得着神的恩惠。
So every single day we need to find grace.
到哪里得到神的恩惠
？So where can we find grace, the grace of God?
就是来到施恩的宝座前。
In front of the throne of grace.
啊，这个总是不断的啊，会有事情发生在我们的生活里头。
Things will continually happen in our lives.
有时候是个人的，有时候是家庭的。
Sometimes it's personal, sometimes it's about the family.
有时候 是教会的，是社会上的。
Sometimes it's a church problem or even a society problem.
所以希伯来书的作者说，我们需要得到随时的帮助。
That's why we need to find help in time of need.
来到施恩的宝座前，我们要领受随时的帮助。
So we come to the throne of grace to find help in time of need.
是的，我们承认神无处不在。
We confess that God is everywhere.
但是在这个事实里头，神也用很真实的让我们有他随时的同在，很具体的。
And in this reality, He allows us to very truly, practically experience that He is with us.
不是只有说神是灵，所以他是充满万有。
It's we don't just say God is spirit, so He fills everything.
但是到底他的帮助在哪里？他如何做我随时的帮助
？But where exactly is He, and how does He help me practically?
其实我们真的可以很具体的来领受他随时的帮助。
We can actually experience His very real, concrete help.
他的话语就是我们随时的帮助。
Because His word is our help in time of need.
只要我们肯认真的来学习道理。
As long as we can diligently study the gospel.
神的教训多么的有力，多么的美妙。
We can experience how powerful and wonderful is His word.
从神的话语里头，我们来找到答案。
And from His word, we can find our answers.
有答案就有路可走。
Because when there is an answer, we can continue walking.
有答案前面就是光明的。
And when there is an answer, we can see the light.
那神的话语是随时可以做我们随时的帮助。
So God's word can be our help in time of need.
神的爱也是很具体的跟我们同在。
And God's love also abides with us very concretely.
刚才我们已经提到这个保罗的体验，神的爱不是任何的人事物所能够把它跟我们隔开的。
We just read how nothing can separate us from the love of God.
无论到哪里去，都有神的爱。
Wherever we go, there is the love of God.
因为主耶稣他已经为我们流了宝血。
Because He has already shed His precious blood for us.
主耶稣的宝血也是神的爱的一个很具体的表现。
His blood is also a very concrete example and evidence of His love.
我们一个受洗过的弟兄姐妹。
And those of us who are baptized.
我们身上就带着耶稣宝血的记号。
We already carry the sign of His blood.
主耶稣的爱是很具体的，是跟我们同在的。
And so His love is very concretely manifested in on us.
那个应许的圣灵也是那么真实，那么具体的，随时跟我们同在。
And His Holy Spirit also very concretely lives with us.
我们在家里祷告，圣灵跟我们同在。
When we pray at home, the Holy Spirit abides with us.
到任何的地方去，我们祷告，圣灵是跟我们同在的。
Wherever we go, the Holy Spirit abides with us.
只要我们愿意过着祷告的生活。
As long as we are willing to live a life of prayer,
施恩的宝座就在我们的当中。
The throne of grace is in our life.
我们就可以真的来领受随时的帮助。
And we can obtain help in time of need.
那既然施恩的宝座跟祷告有关系
，And since the throne of grace is related to prayer,
所以我们也需要再来一起来复习一下，那我们如何祷告
？So let us review how to pray.
第一个，我们照着神所给我们的应许来做祈求。
First, we pray in accordance with God's promises.
请看创世纪三十二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 32.
创世纪三十二章十二节。
Genesis chapter 32, verse 12.
十一节。
Verse 11.
求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子带儿女一同杀了。
Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children.
这个时候，雅各认为他遭受到生命的威胁。
Here, Jacob believed that he was in peril of his life.
不但他自己，包括他的妻子、他的儿女。
And not only of his life, but also the life of the mother and the children.
他需要有施恩的宝座。
He needed the throne of grace.
他需要得到神的恩惠。
And he needed to obtain God's grace.
他需要神的怜悯，让他没有害怕。
He needed God's mercy in order for him to no longer fear.
所以十一节一开始说求你，这就是约瑟他对神的祈求，这个雅各对神的祈求。
And he began the verse saying, I pray, demonstrating his request of God.
他凭什么做这样的祈求？
What right did he have to ask of God?
十二节。
Verse 12.
你曾说，我必定后代你，使你的后裔如同海边的沙，多得不可胜数。
Verse 12, for you said, I will surely treat you well and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.
当一个人做祷告的时候，施恩的宝座就在他眼前。
When somebody prays, the throne of grace is before them.
那雅各他如何做祷告？
How did Jacob pray?
他照神给他的应许来做祈求。
He prayed in accordance with the promise that God gave him.
当初他离开家，他也是充满着这种恐惧。
When he departed from his home, he was also filled with fear.
那已经是在20年前的事情。
That was 20 years ago.
神向他显现。
God appeared to him.
神给他应许，我跟你同在。
And God promised him to be with him.
神应许他，我也要带领你再回到这里来。
And he promised that he would bring him back there again.
现在雅各正是在回家的路上。
And now Jacob was on his way home.
那他现在遇到了一个这么大的有生命丧失生命的威胁。
And he met such a great danger that endangered his life.
所以他用神给他的应许来做祷告，做祈求。
So he used God's promise to make his prayer.
这就是为什么我们在读圣经的时候，我们也去将神给我们的应许把它读出来。
That's why when we read the Bible, we also have to read out the promises of God.
我们如何做祷告？照着神给我们的应许来做祷告。
How do we pray? We should pray in accordance with the promises of God.
再来，我们用很真实的感恩来做祷告。
Next, we have to use a very true gratitude in our prayer.
我们请看《生命记》第八章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节，你要纪念主你的神，因为你得资财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。
And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers as it is this day.
我们如何做祷告？不但是祈求，而且要充满着感谢。
When we pray, we not only request, we also should be filled with thanksgiving.
为了过去已经领受的恩典，我们来感谢神。
So we thank God for all that we have received in the past.
为了现在我们正在领受神的带领，我们来感谢神。
And for the current time that we are still enjoying the abundance of God, we thank God.
为了将来神的保守，我们要感谢神。
And for the future, when we will also continue receiving the guidance of God, we thank Him.
我们这样子的充满着感恩的祷告，这个施恩的宝座就在我们当中。
So when we have these prayers of thanksgiving, the throne of grace is among us.
我们用一个真正的谦卑的态度来做祷告。
And we use a truly humble attitude in our prayer.
祷告让施恩的宝座在这里。
Prayer allows the throne of grace to be present.
祷告让神就在这里特别的跟我们同在。
And prayer allows God to be with us.
这个是多么严肃，多么有恩典的一件事情。
This is a very serious and amazing thing full of grace.
这位尊贵圣洁的神，他特别要彰显在这里。
That this precious and most holy God is willing to manifest himself here.
那我们又是谁？
And who are we?
我们生活当中常常有很多的缺陷，有很多的软弱。
We have a lot of shortcomings and weaknesses.
这些缺陷，这些软弱，带给我们生活当中很多的错误。
And these weaknesses bring a lot of mistakes in our life.
这些错误让我们实在在神的面前是不圣洁的。
And they cause us to be unholy in the eyes of God.
但是因为我们奉他的名祷告，我们同心合意的祷告。
But because we pray in his name and we pray in one accord.
施恩的宝座就在这里。
So the throne of grace is here.
那我们应该想到我们的不配，我们应该有一个谦卑的态度。
So we have to think of all our shortcomings and pray with the spirit of humility.
我们请看诗篇十九篇。
Let's look at the book of Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇十二节。
Psalm 19, verse 12.
十二节，谁知道自己的过失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。
Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults.
好，我们要有这样的一个谦卑的态度。
We have to have this kind of humble attitude.
有时候我们总觉得我有在追求，我还不错。
Sometimes you feel like I am pursuing and I'm not bad.
那当然，这个经节也不是在告诉我们在信仰当中，我们一下怕这个怕那个，这个患得患失。
And this verse is not telling us that in our lives we have to be afraid of this and that of mistakes.
这个是主要在告诉我们存着一个谦卑的态度，在神面前来做祷告。
But rather, this verse is teaching us to have what kind of humble spirit in our prayers when we come before God.
因为有时候我们也真的不晓得自己是在软弱，甚至在过患里头。
Because sometimes we don't even realize that we are in mistakes.
有过患，有软弱。怎么能够在圣洁的神面前来向他祷告？
And if we are in our mistakes and our shortcomings, how can we come before God and pray?
但是他怜悯我们，他还是听我们的祷告。
But because he has mercy on us, he still listens to our prayers.
他没有拒绝我们。
He doesn't reject us.
他没有说你不用祷告，我不听。
He doesn't say you don't need to pray, I won't listen.
所以我们更加需要的用一个谦卑的态度来向他祷告。
So we have to have an even more humble attitude when we pray.
然后再来就是交托，信靠他。
Then the next step is to entrust and to believe in him.
我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's look at the book of Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书四章第七节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 7.
第六节。
Verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
这里说将我们所要的告诉神。
Here it says, let everything, all your requests be made known to God.
有时候我们会考虑说，会考量说，我所要告诉神的，我所要求的。或许是不对的。
Sometimes we think to ourselves, maybe what I want to request of God is not right.
这个神都了解。
God understands.
有时候我们的软弱，真的我们所求的，是甚至是不对的。
Sometimes because of our weakness, what we ask of God is not right.
但是神知道，他也是听了，他会为我们来调整。
But God knows, and He listens, and He will also adjust for us.
那所以呢？当我们向他祷告祈求了，我们就要交给他。
So when we kneel down and pray, we entrust to him.
我顺服神，你来带领我。
I submit to your will, and you will lead me.
神，你用你的爱、你的公义来为我成全。
Lord, use your love and your righteousness to let it be fulfilled.
所以就应当一无挂虑。
And so we have no more anxiety.
如果我们祷告了，我们还是充满着忧虑，充满着烦恼。
If when we pray, we are still filled with a lot of anxiety and frustration.
那么我们就不是来到施恩的宝座前。
Then we have not come before the throne of grace.
第七节，神所赐人所赐出人意外的平安， 在基督耶稣里要保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
神他知道什么对我们最好。
God knows what is the best for us.
神知道什么是对的，什么是好的，什么是不好的。
He knows what is good and bad.
纵然我们所求的不正确了。
Even when what we ask of is not good.
但是只要我们是很谦卑的，有恒心的来向他祷告。
But as long as we pray diligently, sincerely.
那我们是很迫切的来向他祷告。
And we pray with a lot of fervor.
在祷告里头，我们也一直纪念着神给我们的恩典，我们向他感谢。
And we continue to thank God for all that He has given us.
神就要赐给我们出人意外的平安。
He will give us the peace that transcends human understanding.
我们常常看不清楚。
Sometimes we can't see clearly.
我们常常所做的决定不是最好的。
And oftentimes the decisions we make are not the best.
但是我们如果真的来到施恩的宝座前。
But if we come before the throne of grace.
神会赐给我们超过出人意外的平安。
God will give us a peace that surpasses all understanding.
但是我们要有恒持续的。
But we have to be diligent and persistent.
而且是常常是迫切的。向他来祷告
and pray with a lot of fervor and diligence.
那再来，我们祷告的态度是，我们更看重那个属灵这个层面的祝福跟恩典。
And when we pray, our attitude should be that we look more highly upon the spiritual blessings of God.
因为真的，我们现在所看得见、所摸得着的，它都会成为过去。
Because truly, what we can see and touch and feel now will all pass one day.
当我们回头看，有很多我们现在所看重的，已经不是那么重要，甚至微不足道。
And when we look back, eventually we'll realize that all these things that we thought were important are no longer so.
我不否认当下可能对我们是很重要的。
I'm not denying that right now, maybe it is important.
但是我们要看得更远、更长。
But we must have greater and further eyesight.
所以我们要常常为我们灵性上的长进、属灵的恩典，我们来向神祈求。
So let us often pray for our spiritual growth.
所以教会要成为一个祷告的教会。
So that our church can be a church of prayer.
我们自己的家庭要有这种常常祷告、家人一起常常祷告的习惯。
And our homes can have a habit of prayer.
那么施恩的宝座就在教会，就在我们的家里。
Then the throne of grace will be in our church and in our homes.
我们是奉主耶稣的圣名，我们在这里聚集。
We congregate here in the name of the Lord Jesus.
现在我们要一起奉主耶稣的名，同心合意的来祷告。
And now we will pray together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们就是来到施恩的宝座前。
And we have come before the throne of grace.
我们要得到神的怜恤。
We are going to receive His mercy.
我们要来领受神的恩惠。
And we will receive His grace.
我们要得着随时的帮助。
And we are going to obtain help in time of need.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
Those of us willing to receive laying of hands may come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let us all pray.